So if you've been living under a yellow stone or maybe asleep last night because you stayed up late and you missed the news.
Watching Yellowstone.
You might have missed that New Zealand had 4 coronavirus cases come forward yesterday, tested positive after over 100 days without any cases.
So close.
Yeah, so I just saw, I came across this with the news, and then a lot of New Zealanders here in Australia, here in CQ, were freaking out because they've instructed a level 2 shutdown for the majority of the country.
That's right.
But in Auckland, where the cases were diagnosed, they're on level 3. But as we get the news coming through, it's actually only on level 3 shutdown for 3 days currently, which is...
3 days doesn't seem long enough.
Well, it's one household. Yeah. So they've got to trace and find out where it came from.
Yeah.
And I just imagine within 3 days they're going to push everybody to get tested.
Yeah. Oh,
but it's
already...
not the huge meltdown that's going on in Victoria. But it's 3 days shut down.
I know. They're already toilet paper buying and panic buying and stuff. Like, no.
Well, I guess there's the potential for it to go longer. But at the moment, I'm even just... like, wow, a 3-day lockdown.
Well, look, some advice
for
our New Zealand friends who are in hotel quarantine right now. Join the Facebook group New Zealand Hotel Quarantine.
And wow, there's a support group.
There's a whole group.
Yeah.
And it can make your hotel quarantine experience a little bit better with a series of hacks.
Well, did you know with the hotel quarantine, Banksy, they can't actually go outside for exercise or anything.
Can't
They're
go outside at all.
Strictly shut down.
Yep. That's why the Facebook group New Zealand Hotel Quarantine have given you hotel hacks. Didn't come with a sandwich press in your room? That's okay. Use an iron on a paper bag with the sandwich inside. One girl, Ms. Brown, she's on this video ironing her cheese toastie.
Good on you, Miss Brown.
Because they didn't give her a sandwich press. And people are like, that's genius, Kiwi ingenuity, all that good stuff. So they're in there for the 14 days. We've got other options like poached eggs in a Ziploc bag in a boiling kettle.
That makes me want to puke, but do you love poached eggs?
Well, you don't have your
in a bag?
Yeah, you're going to have to go the bag in the kettle option.
Yeah, true.
Morning sleep-ins, you get the cold breakfast, put a cardboard disposable container over the kettle with a lid open and boil to get a bit of the heat back into the food.
Oh, my goodness. It's
Turn your
tough.
Rubbish bin into a washing machine for those smaller items, as some hotels only have the 10-item laundry allocation per person. Hang them on the coat dryers to dry. Hey,
sounds awful. But I feel really bad for them.
Oh, it's
frustrating.
She also showed us how to create a chocolate and caramel slice, as well as a toasted cheese sandwich with a hair straightening iron.
How did she make chocolate caramel slice?
You better get on to New Zealand.
I'm going to go do some hotel quarantining.
Hotel quarantine Facebook hacks. I can tell you what that hair straightener won't be doing in the future: hair straightening.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.